One ha'ara to end today's daf with a little bit of machshava as it relates to the Bnei Slavcha. If you take a look at Rashi, right in the beginning of the parish of Nachlois, Vatikravna Bnei Slavcha, Ben Chefer, Ben Gila, Ben Macher, Vatamoydin Lufnei Moshe, Lufnei Fnazar, Akoyin, and they said, Avinu Meis Bamidbar, Vuloi Hoye Betoicha Edo, Hanayodam Al Hashem Badas Koyrach, Lomba Yigar Hashem Avinu Mitoich Mishpachte. Why should we lose out? We should also get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. When the Pasuk introduces the Bnei Slavchad, so the Pasuk gives us the whole Yichus brief of the Bnei Slavchad. And Rashi is bothered. Why was this necessary? So quoting a Sefri, Zok Rashi, Lomo Nema. Why does it have to say that the Bnei Slavchad are the daughters of Slavchad, who's the son of Chefer, who's the son of Gila, who's the son of Macher, who's the son of Menashe, who comes from the Mishpach of Yosef? This is like literally a ganze Yichus brief over here. If anything, just go up until Menashe. I don't think you should have to go past that. Eloloi Melachazok Rashi. What the Pasuk is coming to teach us is Yosef Chivei Vesa Aretz. Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vahalisem es Atzmoisai. Yosef told his brothers, he said that, I want you to please take my bones, the Atzmus Yosef, and bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he loved Eretz Yisrael. Ubnoisav chivavu as haaretz. And his daughters, the Bnois Slavchad, great-great-granddaughters, they also loved Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar t'no lanu achuza. Ulelametcha, you know what we learn from here, shayu kulam tzadikim, that this whole shevet of Yosef at tzadikim, and the reason is shakol misha masav, umayse a voice of stumim, because anytime you have a shevet, where you don't really know much about them, and then you're told that this one had a milo, and it also came from another member of the family that had that same milo. This is a binyanav, and this is a gili on the entire shevet. But the bottom line is that the reason we make a big deal about the yichus of the Bnei Slavchad is because the Bnei Slavchad were chivavu as haaretz, and this is something they got from the Zayde Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was also chivav as haaretz. Where do you find that he was chivav as haaretz? The pasuk says, V'halisem es atzmoisai. I saw in the Tzroi Ramar, he says a very interesting thing. He says that Chazal say that the Bnei Slavchad were chivavu as haaretz. He says, in fact, if you look at the smichas hapsukim, the different parashiyos here that's going on in Parashas Pinchas, so you follow the paper trail. This is the paper trail right before the Bnei Slavchad. If you look at the last pesukim, so the Torah talks about the Levium. And it says that the Levium, they weren't involved in the Chet HaEgel and with the whole Indian of the Meraglim. And then the Torah talks about the Meraglim and it says as follows. Next pasuk, what's the pasuk right before the parish of the Bnei Slavchad? It's the parish of the Meraglim. What was the chet of the Meraglim, says the Tzroi Amar? The pasuk says in Tehillim, they hated Eretz Yisrael. They were nimbus from Eretz Yisrael. So what's the smichas ha-parish? The next parish is the Bnei Slavchad. Because who are the Bnei Slavchad? They love Eretz Yisrael. The Tzroi Ramar continues. He says, what's the next parasha? Right after we finish the parasha of Tzlofchot. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Alei El Haro Avorim Azeh, Ure'ei Yeso Oretz, Asher Nosati Levnei Yisrael, Ve'ro'i So Oiso, Ve'nosavta Al Amecha Gam Ata, Kashen Nesav Aron Ochicha. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalo 515 Tfilas, Kaminyo Ve'eschanan. He wants to see Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he loved Eretz Yisrael so much, says the Tzroi Ramar. So he wanted to see it, but he wanted to enter it, but they should told him, you're not going to enter it. But Tfilah was Poyo Mechza, you could see it. And that's this next pasuk. Alei el haro avorim azeh, ure'ei yeso oretz, asher nasati levnei Yisrael, viro'i so oiso. So you have three parashiyos in the Torah that are what? Chibas Eretz Yisrael. You have the parish of the Meraglim, that's Vayimasu Meretz Chemda, that's the antithesis. You have the parish of the Bnei Slavchad, and then you have the parish of Moshe Rabbeinu seeing Eretz Yisrael, where his tefillah is Poyel Mechza, where he davens Vos Chanan. Why? Because he so badly wants to see Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. So the Tzad HaShava says, the Tzor Amor, a kadmin between these three parishes, is this inyan of Chibas. This inyan of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. The emes is, if you think about it, it's a pella. Where do you see that the Bnei Slavchad loved Eretz Yisrael? don't know, it sounds like the Bnei Sofka just wanted land. They wanted to own a piece of real estate, right? If this was playing itself out in Uganda, they might have also wanted a piece of land, right? Mehecha Tesi, this was Chivas Eretz Yisrael. Who said that this was coming from a Havana of what Eretz Yisrael is, and we have to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe they're just looking for a safe haven. Maybe they just want a piece of property. So I found the Chassam Sofer asked the Kasha. And the Chassam Sofer, Kidarki Bakodesh, says a Dover Nifla. The Chassam Sofer says, I'm going to tell you why. He says, when did this story happen? Chronologically, this happened right before the Yidden were about to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael. He says, we know that Shevet Menashe's Shevet was divided into two groups. There was Chatzi Shevet Menashe that Yarshined in Ever HaYarden, and there was another Chatzi Shevet Menashe that actually got to go into Eretz Yisrael. He says the Bnei Slavcha didn't come with their Taina right away. They knew this Taina immediately. Mamish by the Shiva, they were already thinking, Lama Yugara. But at the same time, they didn't come right away. And the reason they didn't come right away is because they were afraid that they were going to end up in Ever HaYarden. And they didn't want to end up in Ever HaYarden. So what did they do? They waited a bissel. They waited until Chatzi Sheva Menashe already got their half. So that half was already taken care of. They got their half. And then they came with the Taina Lama Yugara. And if they came with the Taina Lama Yugara, then that's a raya. Then why would they were coming mitzad chibas eretz yisrael, and because they were coming mitzad chibas eretz yisrael, so that's the raya, that's the makar, that's the way this was playing itself out. Says Dr. Chassam Sofer, you're right, it's not so much that they kind of they wanted, who wouldn't want a piece of land, but the var was that they waited until the other Chatzin Sheva Menashe already got their land. That's when they entered, and because that's when they entered, so this is the raya that what they were doing, they were doing mitzad chibas eretz yisrael. But then it says like this, and Beis Hashem will pick up the rest of this raid by the next daf and the daf after. There's a lot to talk about on this inyan. But this whole concept of chibas eretz yisrael is a fascinating concept. What is this? They loved eretz yisrael. They loved it. The meraglim vayimasu eretz chem. They hated eretz yisrael. The next pasuk is Bnei Sofcha, they loved Eretz Yisrael. Mamash like Yosef HaTzadik, he loved Eretz Yisrael. And then the next parashah is Moshe Rabbeinu was Mespalik Aminu V'Eschanan. Why? Says the Tzrei Ramar, because he loved Eretz Yisrael. You have to love Eretz Yisrael? What does it even mean to love Eretz Yisrael? Right? And just to be clear, there's certain mitzvahs that are tluyos ba'ahava. V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, that we say pamayim ba'ahava. V'haftu yecha kamoicha. V'haftim es hager. Right? There's an inyan of ahava. But you have to love Eretz Yisrael. You have to love your tefillin? No, you have to put on tefillin. You have to love leining Krishma? Medaf leining Krishma. Medaf leap open? What's this ahava? Just say it a little bit better. We know there's a machlik, is Rambam and Ramban. Is there a mitzvah zish of Eretz Yisrael? Is there no mitzvah zish of Eretz Yisrael? Right, the Rambam was moina his taya mitzvah. He didn't mention a word about Eretz Yisrael. Pelef and Rambam. The Rambam didn't say. And the Ramban in his Ashmatis, when the Ramban has his list of mitzvahs that he believes the Rambam omitted, so right away he says, he forgot Yish of Eretz Yisrael. How could you forget Yish of Eretz Yisrael? Right, so what's the Teretz? So there's different mahalchim. Right, one mahalch is that Eretz Yisrael is so fundamental to Yiddishkeit that it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, it underpins everything. But I'll go bottom, the Rambam doesn't list Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah, and the Ramban does list Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah. Good, but what's the mitzvah? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Tzavoinin in Eretz Yisrael. What's this inyan to love Eretz Yisrael? What does that even mean? So I'll just read you one Lashon of the Charedin, and again, we're stopping in the middle. We're mamash making a hafsak in the middle of the parashah. But we're stopping in the middle. So just one maramachim, Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to pick this up. And that is in Sefer Charedim. It's in Perek Nuntes. Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Listen to this Lashon. V'tzorich kol ish Yisrael l'chabev es Eretz Yisrael. Every Yid has a mitzvah to love Eretz Yisrael. V'lovay eileo me'afsei oretz b'tshuka g'doyla. And a Yid has to travel to Eretz Yisrael b'tshuka g'doyla with incredible cheshik k'ben el cheik imoy. Like a child runs to his mother. Because the beginning of the sins of Klal Yisrael, which caused us to have a bechil, all the tzaris of Klal Yisrael comes from what? Because that night Klal Yisrael cried. And what happened on that night? What was the shayrish? Every tzaris shaloi tava and any yid comes because of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Churban Beis HaMikdash came because the Yidden cried on one fateful night in the Midbar. And what caused that crying? It was Yan Ma'asnuba Shenemar Vayin As Vayimasu Be'eretz Chemda. It's because they had a mios towards Eretz Yisrael. But when we're going to be oskalized, Yiksev, the pasuk says, Kirotsu avodecho es avoneo, ve'esafaru yichoinenu. V'shom nemar, it says right there in that capital, atosokum terachim tzion. Because when we're going to love Eretz Yisrael, then it's going to be atos. And he goes on page after page after page. Says the Charedim, right? Just a little context. Who's the Charedim? So the Charedim lived in Tzfas, right? He was from the Chabura of the Arizal, the Beis Yosef, and the Ramak. So he's part of that Chabura. That's who the Charedim is. And he says as follows: Umatoivu manoim loshir shir yedidus asher yiseid Rabbi Yehuda Halevi oleo be'ahava rabba tchilas hashira eretz hakdoisha yekoro chamudo. And he says, who's us? It's from Moshe Cardavero. It's the Beis Yosef. It's the Al Shech. Right? Just picture who's there. He says, we go besimcha rabba every Erev Shchaitish. This is what we do. Umischanin in Lokel. Where do we go? We go to the Tzion of Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi. That's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi. And we daven and we daven. Sh'al Yigoshenu me'aleh. And we sing the gunim because of, we appreciate it's a Havas Eretz Yisrael. And it's 2 pages long where the Charedim talks about Tzarech Kolish Yisrael, not just to live in Eretz Yisrael, but L'chavev Es Eretz Yisrael. V'lova Yehleo me'afsei Oretz b'tshuka gedoylo k'ben al-cheik ima. K'ben al-cheik ima. Something that needs to be understood a little bit. Why? Why would this mitzvah be different? You have a chared in that gives you a makar. It's not just like a melitz and chazal. They loved Eretz Yisrael. They loved Eretz Yisrael. Kidben al chekimai. The question is, what's this inyan? It's something that's Sarach Talmud. There's so much to talk about on this topic of chibas Eretz Yisrael. It's fascinating. Ahavas Eretz Yisrael. Chavivei tziyoin. Ahav. Chavivos Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of synonyms of this inyan. It's a fascinating topic. We've all heard it. Speak for myself, it's a little bit confusing. Aba lemaisa, lemaisa. It's something that Chazal talk about in so many different places, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up this raid in the coming days.